we live by email, we live by the web and going to websites, whether it's, you know, people at home shopping to what we do at work by sharing critical information, whether it be intellectual property or going online to do certain activities through web interfaces. He's using those types of actions and activities against us. So many people in your audience have heard of the term phishing or spear phishing, where you have a targeted email or a group of email. It's kind of an offshoot of spam, but it's more targeted, where you get an email. It looks like it's coming from a legitimate person that you would normally get email from, and so you're tempted to open it. That's the whole idea, or go to a link or do certain things with that email, which then redirects you to a site where malicious code can be delivered to your hard drive, so they can, you know, make your computer a robot or part of a botnet so it can be done for other things. That trend is still strong, and that's one of the primary means that we're seeing of activity on our networks is through spear phishing. Now, what's changed over time, and the reason the adversary has become more sophisticated, it's not the email where you can clearly tell that Tom didn't send it to Randy, because the subject line isn't something Tom would send Randy, or the body of the type of email, or there's clear misspellings or poor grammar. Now the emails are becoming more sophisticated. It's topical. So, for example, the G20 summit is next week. If certain entities want to understand what countries are coming to the negotiation tables with, they'll try to get to people who would have that information and get malware on their machine. Well, they're being able to do that in a much more sophisticated way, so it looks like it's coming from that person as expected. The agenda, for example, would be in a corrupted PDF file or have a link in the email itself that would redirect you and get malware, and then now they can get access to information that you would be bringing to that. The other is web redirects. Social media is a very big thing now. We're using it not only in our home lives, but we're using it in our work to share information, stay connected, to get information about our organizations out to the public. The bad guys know that. And even though the Facebooks and the Twitters are doing things from a web interface security, let's just talk about the physical interface. Even with the best efforts, every now and then you will get a redirect embedded into a website at the front door and get redirected. So they're using the things we do every day against us. So they're able to do that more because they know how we live on the net.
And you get this type of information from both federal agencies as well as private entities coming into CERT?
Yes, and we get that. Not only do we see the activity from actual events going on, but we also see it because, you know, the intelligence community and law enforcement community will share some information about things that they learn and investigations that they have. And that's where we now have to figure out that type of activity, as well as things like the Zeus botnet for crime and stuff like that. So the tactics, techniques, and procedures are becoming more sophisticated, but they're very similar to what they've been around. The hard part is attribution and intent. We can probably generalize it to say they're trying to get information, as well as get intellectual property, personally identifiable information for bank schemes and frauds and things like that. So there's a lot of understanding the intent. We can generalize it, but to say, you know, Randy Vickers got this malware because this bad guy wanted this, that's much more difficult. And knowing even which bad guy that might be is even tougher.